So interestingly enough, the word that he gave me was about knocking on the door. So this morning I was meditating to some music and not knowing what the Lord wanted, because Pastor had said to me on Sunday that he wasn't sure if he'd be able to come on Tuesday night. So I said, well, you know, either or, I should be prepared. Mm-hmm. So I was sitting with the Lord, and the first thing I heard was Isaiah 22. And then in my meditation, I said, 22:22. That's the key of David. So I said, I know that, Lord. You know, like in my head I was saying that. And then I had a vision. And the vision was, I was sitting in the chair that I was sitting in, and I was given some ice skates. And so I was instructed to put the ice skates on. And I said, Lord, there's no ice. And he said, well, there's a cloud. So apparently I was going to skate in the cloud. I don't know what the significance of the ice skates were. I have no idea what that was all about. But anyway, that's the way the vision started. So now I'm in this cloud and I'm ice skating. And there's doors. I see a door on either side, then another one on either side, and then another one. So there was like six doors, and then one right in front of me. So that was like the seventh door. So I'm, you know, in this vision, and I'm saying, I don't get it, Lord. I don't get it. So then I went around the door that was in front of me. I went like around it and then back down to where the chair was, but I didn't sit. But as I went around, the doors, the other doors that were on either side, were open. Originally they were closed, but now they're open. And then I see this door in front of me that's closed, and I go up to it, and it's like I'm going to knock. And then I came out of the vision. So at the end of the worship time that I was in, I was looking at something else, and I saw Revelation, it was Revelation 3:20, which is, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And the other, so what I did was I went to Revelation 3, the beginning. Now, I'm not sure why he gave this to me, so I'm just going to read it, because the other scripture is in this too. Now he's speaking to Sardis. It's some of the churches here. So Church of Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. But my sense is this is a message for us, because we're the church, the present-day church. And to the angel, messenger of the assembly, church, in Sardis, write, these are the words of him who has the seven spirits of God, the sevenfold Holy Spirit, and the seven stars. I know your record and what you are doing. You are supposed to be alive, but in reality, you are dead. Rouse yourselves and keep awake, and strengthen and invigorate what remains and is on the point of dying. For I have not found a thing that you have done, any work of yours meeting the requirements of my God or perfect in his sight. So call to mind the lessons you received and heard. Continually lay them to heart and obey them, and repent. In case you will not rouse yourselves and keep awake and watch, I will come upon you like a thief, and you will not know or suspect at what hour I will come. Yet you still have a few persons' names in Sardis who have not soiled their clothes, and they shall walk with me in white, because they are worthy and deserving. Thus shall he who conquers, is victorious, be clad in white garments, and I will not erase or blot out his name from the book of life. I will acknowledge him as mine, and I will confess his name openly before my Father and before his angels. He who is able to hear, let him listen to and heed what the Holy Spirit says to the assemblies, churches. And to the angel of the Assembly Church of Philadelphia I write, these are the words of the Holy One, the true One, he who has the key of David, who opens and no one shall shut, who shuts and no one shall open. So that was the Isaiah 22:22.
Yes.
I know your record of works and what you are doing. See, I have set before you a door wide open, which no one is able to shut. I know that you have built, I know that you have but little power, and yet you have kept my word and guarded my message and have not renounced or denied my name. Take note, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews and are not, but lie, behold, I will make them come and bow down before your feet and learn and acknowledge that I have loved you. Because you have guarded and kept my word of patient endurance, have held fast the lesson of my patience with the expectant endurance that I give you, I will keep you safe from the hour of trial or testing, which is coming on the whole world to try those who dwell upon the earth. So that might be a little word for you.
Absolutely.
Definitely. I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, so that no one may rob you and deprive you of your crown. He who overcomes is victorious. I will make him a pillar in the sanctuary of my God. He shall never be put out of it or go out of it. And I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which descends from my God out of heaven, and my own new name. He who can bear, let him listen to and heed what the Spirit says to the assemblies, churches. And to the angel messenger of the assembly, church, in Laodicea, right. These are the words of the Amen, the trusty and faithful and true witness, the origin and beginning and author of God's creation. I know your record of works and what you are doing. You are neither cold nor hot. Would that you were cold or hot? So because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. Well, I surely don't want to be lukewarm. For you say, I am rich, I have prospered and grown wealthy, and I am in need of nothing. And you do not realize and understand that you are wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked. Therefore, I counsel you to purchase me gold refined and tested by fire, that you may be truly wealthy, and white clothes to clothe you, and to keep the shame of your nudity from being seen, and salve to put on your eyes that you may see. Those whom I dearly and tenderly love, I tell their faults and convict and convince and reprove and chasten. I discipline and instruct them. So be enthusiastic and in earnest and burning with zeal and repent, changing your mind and attitude. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears and listens to and heeds my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and will eat with him, and he will eat with me. He who overcomes is victorious. I will grant him to sit beside me on my throne, as I myself overcame, was victorious, and sat down beside my Father on his throne. He who is able to hear, let him listen to and heed what the Holy Spirit says to the assemblies or churches. Mm-hmm.